Did the fist. How is everybody tonight?
You know, I'm the only one here, so I think I'm doing all right.
I didn't even let you answer. I was like, how's everyone? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and talk.
Yeah. We're not surprised.
This song reminds me, I don't know why, because I don't think it sounds anything like it, but do you remember the movie The Ladies' Man?
Yes.
Yeah. What's his name in it? Yeah. And just like his radio show, and he had his Cavassier, and he was just like chilling, waiting.
I could absolutely see him.
Yeah. That's how I feel when it's on. I'm having a sip of scotch. Anyway, I need to vent. But I don't need to vent. I just need to tell you that I've been very stressed the last few days.
Oh, yeah?
You act surprised. I've told you like every day.
Yeah.
Trey's like, Oh, really? Have you been stressed? I have not noticed.
Lay down on this couch, and talk to me.
It's just one of those things where you're walking and then you drop something that you don't need to drop. And then when you bend down to pick it up, you drop something else you don't need to drop. And then you pick it up and hit your head. And it's just like, it's just a couple of those days. And you're like, today's going to be good. It's going to go smooth. I'm going to think positive. And then it's just like, nope. You dickhead, how dare you think that?
Hit your toe on the side of the bed or your knee or something like that.
Little stuff. So
son of a bitch.
But my question to you is, you get stressed, right? Like anybody.
Well, of course.
Do you have anything? I turn to alcohol. I'm not going to lie. And it's not a lot. Like, I'm not like getting passed out drunk every night. It just is a place where you kind of just you don't think about it anymore. You don't drink. So what the fuck do you do?
So on the good side, I try to go to the gym.
That's what I should do.
But if it's during the day, if I'm working or something, I seem to find donuts or cookies or just some kind of shitty food to throw into my body. And it doesn't ever make me feel good, but at the time it feels good.
Yeah, but you're working out too, so it's almost like they cancel.
No, it doesn't cancel, believe me.
It's because you're not supposed to eat 18 cookies.
Yeah, I do.
Eat one and walk away.
And I seem to always find goodies at different places that you normally wouldn't find goodies at, or at least I wouldn't know.
Just random.
Like, I literally ran to a donut shop today because I was like, I need a donut.
That sounds like a problem.
And the donut shop was closed, so I went next door to Starbucks, and I didn't realize it had donuts, but they had some glazed donuts.
They do?
Yeah.
I thought they had just like all that pastry shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But I was going to have a pastry. Yeah. And then I saw a donut, and of course I had to get two of them.
Hold on, ready? I just like that lazy ass ending. I'm never gonna let him hear the end of it. Lazy ass ending. So the bottom line is you needed some sort of sugar, some sort of treat. And the donut shop was closed and you were pleasantly surprised that the Starbucks had a glazed donut. So everyone, Starbucks has glazed donuts. We'll see you on the next show.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone.
So you eat when you're stressed. Okay.
Unfortunately, yeah.
I'd like to say I don't. I mean, maybe I just eat something worse than I would normally eat, but I don't eat extra, if that makes sense.
I eat extra because I go worse and then extra. So
that's not good. But why don't we just try not to be stressed? Hey, everyone.
That sounds nice.
Everyone, follow the damn show. And guess what? Maybe Trey and I will be less stressed because this is what we'll do.
Right.
We would like to do this full time for you.
Yeah. I don't want a full time job and to do this.
Yeah. This is a full time job with all the editing you do and all the
Yeah. Well, people, I have a full-time job, and then I have to put up with his dumb ass.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm trying to freelance full-time.
So
this is our bitch session, by the way.
Yeah.
All it's doing is letting you know, ultimately, how important you are, because we are not stopping, no matter what. Right, Trey?
Why don't we have some pizza during this rant? This that would have been perfect.
God.
Or some burritos or something.
Yeah. So I'm not going to stop probably drinking.
I'm not going to stop eating donuts.
There we go. And on we go to butthurt comments.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm really, really liking this segment. I hope that not only you are, Trey, but that everyone else is too, because it's just like, I don't get this notion of I'm going to go on YouTube and then I'm going to see this video and I don't like it so much that I'm going to take the time to actually respond to it and give it interaction. Because if you give it interaction, it helps it, no matter whether it's positive or negative. Keep doing it. I'll take 67. Well, I am kind of sensitive, so let's tone it down. But this guy literally says, have less thoughts, bro.
Have less thoughts. I think that was mine. Sorry.
Well, what I don't understand is that whether you like it or not, it's a podcast. So I'm going to have some thoughts.
Be a short-ass podcast if we didn't have any thoughts.
What he didn't like was that I was saying we should all come together and have one national anthem and let's all unite.
Kumbaya.
To me, that seems like a nice goal.
You would think, yeah.
But I need to have less thoughts. So that's just an example of one. Simple, quick, someone. You don't need to come on here. And then he said some other shit.
Did he actually put bro?
Yeah. Have less thoughts, bro.
Bro.
But, oh, by the way, his profile picture is a duck. So you must be a winner. We're going to go to the next one. This is an actual kind of like really butter one. That one was just probably some douchebag sitting in his mom's basement just like trolling. This one was also about the Black National Anthem being sung at the Super Bowl before our actual national anthem.
Right.
And I knew I was going to get it, and that's fine. And I was ready, and you were ready, and I want to discuss it. And so I did. I tried. She didn't respond back, but I tried. This is a young lady named Sensational Silky.
Oh, that's a fun name.
Attractive black woman, blonde hair. She said, have you heard the third stanza of the Star Spangled Banner? Well, first off, no one's used that in like 200 years since what?
Really?
Since, yeah, no one knows what it is because it was not great. Because that was
a horrible slavery. Beat or what?
Yeah, it was bad. It just didn't have
it's horrible lyrics.
It didn't rhyme the same. But it had some, it was more pro-white than it was anti-black from what I understand.
Gotcha.
It was just pro-white. But no, we don't sing it anymore. No one sings it. So why bring it up? First off, if that bothers you, I'm sorry, but what we sing now shouldn't bother you. Period. What we've sang for the last how many years shouldn't bother you. She goes, lift every voice, I guess is the name of the song.
Yeah.
Is our anthem. Okay, your anthem. And I told her, I said, I don't have a problem with you calling it your anthem, the black anthem, but it's not the national anthem. And that's all I said.
Right.
And people, you know, get this guy, I'm supposed to not think as much, apparently, to have less thoughts, bruh. But I'll stand behind it. It is a national anthem, which means all of us. No race, no nothing.
Everybody's included.
Well, every race, not no race. Every race is included. We line up, put our arms around each other, and do this thing. It's just so frustrating that it's just like someone has to. And I get it. If she's probably, you know, had it kind of shoved into her mind, and people have told her, you know, we have to look after our own because they won't. And
I guess I'm surprised. I've never heard of this before until this year. And honestly, I didn't hear about it until somebody told me about it. So,
yeah, like I said, I had heard it. I don't remember exactly which, whether it was what sport or whatever, but I had heard they'd been doing it. And it started, of course, after Mr. Colin Kaepernick did his deal with
me. Okay.
And so they started doing that. And that's fine. It's Black History Month. Again, everybody listen to me. I'm going to try and make this a clip. We're not saying don't sing a song that represents and expresses Black culture and unites. I'd love to hear it, but don't call it a national anthem. That's all. And I wish that, I don't know why you, that's so hard. Is that bad? Am I being an asshole? You can say, well, am I being an asshole on this?
Well, I guess my last thought on this is why, if the national anthem is not something that brings us all together, then why not develop a new national anthem as opposed to a Black national anthem to make their own? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And that it may be what some people suggest. But I think the problem is that our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, represents this country. It just does. And the history of the country, you don't want to erase it. You can look back and say, hey, that third stanza, that was bullshit. Which they don't. Let's look back at our mistakes and let's not do them again. Slavery bad. Let's not do that. And so I think that's the issue, but it's still our song. It's still the country. This is still a country with a history, some good, some bad, like everybody. And so I think it's just like, as long as there's nothing in what we sing now, which there's not, let's come together on it. And I don't know. I mean, I'm one of those that's like, wants to unite, but everyone thinks I don't because I don't want a Black national anthem. Everyone thinks I'm a racist now. Do you think I'm a racist?
And next story.
Come on.
Of course not.
And neither are you. I mean, you listened to gangster rap in the 90s. Snoop would come on the show in 2 seconds, all right?
Man, that would be awesome to have Snoop on the show with us.
I can't imagine a guest I'd want more.
I would actually try to smoke weed if Snoop was on here.
Snoop-a-loop. Trey's never smoked weed. He says if you come on the show, he will smoke weed.
Yes.
On the show. And my wife will have to allow it to happen in this office.
That would be very cool.
That would be awesome. And I can't think of anybody else. I mean, maybe Donald, but maybe both of them together. I don't
know. Donald and Snoop. Can you imagine if we were big enough for Donald and Snoop?
Hey, we'll get there. If you hit subscribe on the damn YouTube, people.
I did. Oh, everybody else.
Everybody else.
Okay.
Okay. Let's. You told me you had some stories, and I'm just going to trust. I don't know what they are, so I'm going to trust that they're appropriate.
Well, you fucked up on that.
This time, I really don't have any idea what this is about. So, go ahead.
Well, the first story I ran across is about plastic surgery. Mm. Have you ever thought about having anything changed, fixed?
I'm pretty
updated.
Pretty good in most areas.
Actually,
isn't that sad that I can't? I mean, you know, obviously you think maybe I can get this little 40-year-old gut away, you know?
Like is that plastic lipo. Surgery, though?
Well, a little lipo.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You know?
See, I wanted to add some girth to my dick, but some calf implants.
I'm good there.
Anyway.
Calf, so, I love my calf too.
You do have some nice.
Oh,
calves.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that, Trey. If there was no desk here, I would show the camera.
Yeah, we don't need that.
You don't like your calves.
I wish I were more like yours.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's great.
They're not bad.
Well, let me think about something I wish was more like yours, and then we'll we'll update it. There's little things. I mean, like I had a mole that was next to my nose and I got that chopped, you know, things like that.
My nose is crooked. I wish I could just straighten.
Oh, yeah. I have a little crooked.
Start walking in circles every once in a while. Throws me off.
Is there a wheeze when you, I mean, I've slept in the same bed as you before on trips, but I don't remember a wheeze.
No. I don't think so.
I was probably too drunk.
Anyway.
I don't remember.
So if I told you, hey, could...
how did we turn into that? Go ahead.
You could pick something from David Beckham, for instance.
I noticed you have him on your screensaver tonight.
So if you pick, you could say, you know what, Ryan, anything like David Beckham. Honestly, any
part of his body not tattooed? I didn't know that.
That's pretty badass.
Oh, you like that.
And
is he in your top three man crush?
It could be a possibility.
Okay. So Rock,
I mean,
Statham, and David Beckham.
You already got the hair, so I mean, I like this hair. obviously the apps. I've got it on my phone looking at the apps.
Okay, take it easy over there.
So anyway, there's a big trend going on right now.
Okay. About David Beckham.
About David Beckham. Men are actually going into plastic surgeons and asking for something very specific to look like David Beckham's.
Beckham's? So it's a part of him. It's not like
part
him.
Part of David
Beckham. It's not like a facelift to look like Beckham.
No. Okay. Not that dress.
He's a handsome man.
I'm a very sexy man.
The way you said that. Okay.
So they're actually going in asking to get David Beckham nipples.
David Beckham nipples.
David Beckham nipples.
Well,
and
I can't see them from here. What about David Beckham's nipples do people want?
So experts have said that his nipples.
And why are you reading this story?
Are described as ideal because they're small, almond shaped, and symmetric. So imagine a nice almond.
Hold on. I'm touching myself.
I don't know if I have an almond nipple.
Yeah, I don't. Almond shaped. Does that mean like thin at the top and like a raindrop kind of thing?
When I'm looking at his nipples, yeah, they do like a.
It looks like a raindrop.
Nice little almond. I mean, and I'm a cashew fan, but I may switch over. At these nipples.
Okay. So people want his nipples, and what about what else? Just the
nipples. They're coming in.
But I mean, just that shape. That's
just
it?
The shape of the nipples. Oh. And I said, basically, the popularity is. Because men are, I guess, wearing, it says on here, the trend is being driven by wearing more tight-fitting shirts, which make nipples appear
more prominent.
Yeah, my
nipples are always hard. They just are. Everybody's like, you're always cold.
It's probably because it's fucking cold in this place.
Well, in here, but I'll be outside playing golf in 100 degrees.
You got hard nipples.
And my nipples are hard. And everybody playing with me is like, I'm tired of looking
at them. Anybody that knows you have very sensitive nipples, too.
I hate my nipples touched. I think I slapped my wife when she touched them.
Maybe one of these days we'll have a show bet where if you lose... Mm.
Okay.
You have to get one of your nipples pierced.
See, I hate that. No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've done that.
I've done that.
Okay.
To our listeners. But I'm scared.
There's no point. Why would anybody do that? That's so stupid. I'm going to tell you right now.
The nipple piercing or the almond shape? Which one? Or both?
The nipple piercing. The almond shape thing makes sense.
Well, the almond shaped nipples actually will cost you $5,000 for both nipples.
Okay. So. For example, I'm going to go ahead and use my nipples.
Can we tell you how it's done?
Well, no. I'm going to tell you this real fast, and then I want to know how it's done.
Okay.
I'm going to take my nipples, for example.
Okay.
As a man, I'm pretty okay with them because they're just there. They're not too big. They're not small. They're just there. Yeah, they're erect a lot, but I'm okay with it because they're just little bitty nipples. They're just not like...
Yeah.
So you're telling me that maybe guys that have the huge, like, puffy ones are the ones that are innies? Does it say who gets these or just anybody?
Let's see here. I wish I'd had that part of the story.
Again, I'm impressed by your preparation.
It says, seeing patients come to her for nipple reductions who are often bodybuilders, 80% of them lived in the U.S. because supplement. Anyway.
That was a very
I was hoping that would have got in. It's kind of bouncing around here, but.
No, that 10 seconds will keep listeners with us.
So this procedure is actually done.
Yeah, tell me how it's done.
By cutting around the sides of the nipple to remove some of the skin and extra breast tissue that may have formed before stitching the nipple right back up together.
Mm.
It says surgeons may also cut out most of the nipple protrusion, which is the pointed area in the center of the nipple.
Yeah,
which,
that's my hard nipple.
That's your hard nipple.
I don't want that.
Smaller and more almond-like.
I know everybody watching is trying to see my hands move away from my shirt to see if my nipples are poking out. I don't want that removed. Okay, so that's part of it. Okay, go ahead.
But they said this is a very convenient procedure, and men are actually able to return to work in just an hour after this.
An hour?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds to me like they just chop off a little bit of the nipple and then like do something.
Reshape it maybe?
The areola part. They just kind of reshape, and then they just... chop the nipple. Oh,
they do say that it's most frequently from people from Europe and South America.
Okay. Sure.
But a lot are average men who grew up in the United States and are just cognizant or aware of him.
What would it be like to be a guy like David Beckham? I think his wife's hot, but to like have a fad to where everybody wants your nipples. It's like, I mean, the lovely Tay Tay, who I have on my screen, and tonight she's looking back at me in a sequin. Never mind. But you know, like what? She's known for her voice. She's known for her performing. Beckham was known for his ability to play soccer or football, if you will.
Football.
And now this is what his life is. He is now
a nipple model.
Like people.
Nipple god.
Strive to have his nipples. How would you feel? Did you feel like cool?
That would
or
be kind of cool. Actually, no. My nipples, I think I would be a little weird.
Well,
not,
I don't. I didn't mean literally your nipples.
No, I'm not talking about literally my nipples. How would it feel? People's like, I need a nipple that looks like Trey's.
That
nipples.
That would
freak me out a little bit. Maybe if they said I need a nose like Trey, that'd be kind of interesting.
Because you'd be like, well, they really like me.
Yeah. But the nipples, says, have you ever? I've never noticed another man's nipples enough to say I want nipples like that man.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't look at the nipples. I don't. I'm not interested in another man's nipples.
I may check out his package, maybe his butt, but I've never said, you know what, that guy has a nice set of nipples.
To me, the only ones that have stuck out have been like the really nappy ones. You know what I mean? Like a fat guy that just got, like I said, the silver dollar.
Or those guys that have, for whatever reason, don't have any hair except for right around the nipple.
Yeah, it's just one circle. It's like a circle of hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know you. I'm sorry, everybody. This is our 72nd show or some shit. I'm talking about nipple hair. Okay, well, that's good to know about David. Good for him,
yeah.
I guess.
Popular nipples.
Has he responded to this at all? Or should we look that up maybe for next show?
Yeah, we'll probably look that up for next one.
Okay, because I don't want to sit here for...
It's funny, they have it as mend it like Beckham.
Oh, I see.
Instead of bend it.
I see what they did there?
Yeah. $5,000, though. You have some David Beckham nipples.
All right, well, I'm going to try and see what if he has any response, because I think that would be funny.
Absolutely.
There's got to be comments.
He's probably flattered. I mean,
yeah, I would be. If anybody wanted something of mine, that many people, I'd be flattered. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
So, speaking of nipples.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you about something that, I feel like I knew they existed.
Nipples?
Nipples. I feel like I knew people had nipples. But I didn't know this was a thing. Apparently, there is a cruise line out of Texas called Bare Necessities. Started in 1990. See where I'm going here?
This is with heavy gay men in it.
No. You got excited.
B-E-A-R or B-A-R-E?
Should we go on like a gay cruise just to like interview people? Anyway... I promise it would be to interview people, fuck up people.
We do it for the articles.
Yeah, for the articles. This is a nude cruise.
Oh, shit, okay.
2,000-person nude cruise. And they've done this since 1990. So they interviewed a 67-year-old man.
Of course, yeah.
About his experiences. There are 9 rules. I thought this would be fun.
This does sound fun.
What are rules? I mean, like, can you think of any rules? Is there one right off the top of your head? Anything if you're naked?
If you're naked, probably no touching of a female unless given permission.
Okay. Well, you ruined like one of the last ones, but yeah. I'll just go ahead and go there. Trey immediately thinks of the aggressive assault.
No.
Okay. I'll go backwards. This is because it was funny. No fondling or inappropriate touching of personal body parts. It will not be tolerated.
So you can't touch your own body parts.
And no solicitation allowed. So you can't be like, hey.
What if it's cold out there and you want to give, you know, a little bit of, you know, some hefty look to it?
Probably need to go talk to the office.
Can I play with this for a minute to get some length on this bad boy before we go out?
Yeah.
It's a little nippy out
today. 42 degrees. Can I at least jerk it for like 5 seconds before I go out? You talk to the office manager. You talk to the concierge.
Right.
All right. I'm going to start at number 1. Leave your fetish wear at home. So you're not supposed to. It's not a fetish cruise. It's a nude.
So
cruise.
No ball gags.
So none of that, Trey. So you pack light.
I guess that leaves a lot of stuff behind.
Number two. This makes sense. Always sit on towels.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
I don't need to go sit on a sunbathing chair that. You know what I'm saying.
Well, you don't know how they clean their butt. I mean, I'm a bidet guy.
Yes, Trey, that's
wet wipes.
That's what I was getting at.
Okay. Well, you got to just say it. Don't beat around the bush.
But in other areas.
Is that rule number three?
But,
don't beat around the bush.
But or other areas. I mean, anything. If you're naked laying laying on a towel, that's easy, right? You need to always be dressed when in port or when port authorities are on board.
When in port, is that a woman name?
No.
In port?
No, port would be where the boats dock.
Oh, you have to put clothes on for the port?
Yes, and that includes the balconies. So you can see like the boat coming in and just everyone's like, well, if we can't be in it, we're going to be on our balconies. Hey.
Just sagging balls. And
So none of that.
Wait a minute, is the crew butt ass naked too? Does it?
That's a great question. That's a good question. I don't think that they would be. I think that they're
You think they have to wear a uniform?
I don't know. But if I was in charge of the ship, I would hire a lot of both men and women were like good looking for this thing. And that would attract people, don't you think?
Well, it depends on what this 67-year-old man
looks like. Well, but that's my point is that what kind of crew? what's the age range here? Okay, hold on. Number four. Clothing can only be removed after port, like if you're in port, once the captain makes an announcement over the entire ship. Can you imagine? All right, everybody can now derobe. And just everyone's like, all right.
Derobe.
Nipples out.
Oh, gosh. Can you imagine how many things you hear hit the floor?
Number five. The dining rules vary, so pay attention to the signs. In other words, a self-serve buffet can be in the nude.
Okay.
I was surprised by that. But as soon as you go into the dining area, you need to cover up.
I would rather be covered up for a
that's
buffet.
That's what I'm saying. You're already sitting at the dining table. You know what I mean? But at the self-serve buffet, but this is, these are their rules.
Can you imagine seeing some kind of short and curly in the ice cream? Having to move it out of the way? Oh.
I was going to have some mac and cheese, but I'm going to go ahead and skip that.
Yeah, Paul, how did you get that on the end of your penis?
why is there a queso on your cock?
Queso on the cock.
The cack. Number six, excessive genital jewelry is not appropriate at any time, Trey. So I don't know if that...
What the fuck is that?
That's genital, though. You're talking about your nipples. What do you think about that one? Would you get... You don't have to answer. Would you ever get your genitals pierced?
No, hell no.
Yeah, I don't like that idea either. Let's just move on. No, number seven. No photos, videos without express consent, end quotes. And there are no photo areas where you can feel safe.
No, without... Well, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So you can go over like the corner over there and you're like, no one can take a picture of me. And if anybody's found with a camera or phone in that area, they're confiscated.
No shit.
Look out. Take it easy. Number eight.
Oh.
This is not a sexual cruise.
Well, of course not.
There are not to be orgies. It's not sexual, but natural and beautiful. Is what they call it.
So people are not supposed to get aroused and feel sexual around this?
I that's my point. Now, if everybody's 67, like this guy...
They're popping blue pills
crazy. And, you know, the answers to this may be from a 67-year-old where everyone's staying away from him.
That's true.
So maybe...
Maybe their orgies are going on. He just doesn't know
maybe
about them.
Maybe pictures and all this are going on. And then that was number nine, was you already brought up. No fondling or inappropriate touching without consent, of course.
Of yourself or somebody else.
That would be
else.
Sexual assault or rape.
What if you say good game?
I don't think that applies.
Can you walk around and just toss something on the floor and say, "Ma'am, can you pick that up for me?"
I don't see why not. Upon? I don't see why not. Mm-hmm. It's not. I wouldn't put that in the rules. But what I love about it is they said that if these are violated, they will not hesitate to drop you at the nearest port with no refund and no transportation. So it's just like,
damn.
It's like, get off. Can you see somebody just like naked with their backpack? Just standing on the side.
Well, 67 years old, so they probably got some of those old school suitcases.
It's like the boat's just going away and they're just standing there.
Imagine right. They dropped off in like Cancun or Jamaica, just butt ass naked.
Just sitting there, just like, what do I do? My money was in my pants that are on the.
Oh, that would be so sad.
So that, I thought that was interesting. I've only been on one cruise. It was my honeymoon, and I was very spoiled. It was a cruise in the Mediterranean, and it was awesome. So I'm just trying to picture that with a bunch of people. I don't know if I could do it because I don't have a problem walking around with other people naked, but it's just like, I'm not that guy. Are you that guy? Could you go?
No.
Yeah.
I'd walk around holding my junk the whole time.
Just looking around.
Yeah. Although that might be frowned upon. They may think I'm fondling
myself.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. I wonder if that's what that meant. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to reach out to
Was your cruise super crowded when you were on it?
Mm.
I mean, I see stories all the time. What it is or what you expect, and then when you get there, what it actually looks like. So
no, we went on one that was smaller. When I say smaller, it was still 600 people and then 200 crew. So it was like, it was still almost 1,000 people. We just went on one that was a little smaller because it was our honeymoon. So right. we didn't want the, 3,000 kids everywhere, that kind of thing. We wanted more of a private. Well, what ended up happening was we were the youngest people on the boat.
Yeah.
We found like two other couples and we're like, hey, do you want to hang out?
Right.
Well, then we partied with an older man. I think I told that story. The old man that we followed around, we thought he was a widower and all this. And then he ended up showing up with all the ladies on his arms.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the man. He was like 80.
Nice.
So we had fun. It was a good trip. But
very cool.
So that's the nude cruise if you'd like to go. It is called the Bare Necessities Cruise Line out of Texas.
So that's B-A-R-E.
B-A-R-E. You see what nice. They did there, yeah. And I imagine Galveston, I don't know, South Padre. I don't know where they'd come out of, but
do they let you see what else is getting on the cruise and then give you a chance to that's get true. Your money back?
That's true. Is there a no refund policy? That's a great question. I would imagine that there's a no refund policy. I can't imagine anybody that wants to go on this. The percentages are probably not in your favor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine you're going to get there and all of a sudden it's just like 1,000, hotties walk in ready to party.
Ready to roll.
Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you in case you were ready to go on a nude cruise. Should we do that for the show?
Well, apparently we can't take pictures.
Yeah. Should we? I wonder if it's for business purposes.
We'll have a lot of black lines going through there.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Take me away. Is it you've got something? Take me away.
Yeah, so I ran across something pretty interesting. And the heading is The Revelation of a Rainbow Kiss Leaves People Feeling Repulsed.
A rainbow kiss.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking, what the hell is a rainbow kiss?
I'm trying to think before you tell me.
And honestly,
but you said repulsed, so it...
That's what threw me off. Hmm. So I'm like, how can a rainbow kiss be repulsive? And after reading this, Ryan, I'm pretty adventurous when it comes to certain things, but this actually threw me back a little bit. So
you're telling me this bothered you? Not bothered, but this kind of got you thinking?
Yeah, this kind of got me thinking. I don't know if I would I would tell you that I tried this or not.
I don't know what we should do here. Go ahead. I'm going to let you continue. I'm scared, but go ahead.
So,
I'm going to look at Tay Tay.
You're going to look at Tay Tay.
Just as a comfort. It's my security blanket.
So, what exactly is a rainbow kiss is what you're asking?
The Trey, rainbow? What exactly is a rainbow kiss?
That's perfect. You led me right into it.
Okay.
It's generally considered to be uncomfortable, to put it mildly.
I'm uncomfortable right now. Go ahead.
despite its rather beautiful name. In this act, a man has oral intercourse with a lady who is menstruating.
Oh, God. Oral intercourse.
It gets,
you mean oral sex?
Yeah. Okay. You're going down on a woman while she's on her period.
Well, why'd they call it oral? Whatever. Hold on. Why'd they call it? I'm excited.
Because you're doing it with your mouth.
Okay. Oral sex during her period.
Yes.
That's gross. But
it gets better.
I've heard people that don't care. So go ahead.
So while you're going down on her, of course, she is now going down on you. So basically you're doing a 69.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. It says, of course, the blood comes into contact with the man's mouth. Oh. The man.
God.
The man ejaculates into the woman's mouth at the same time that he's going down on her. But then the woman.
Oh, no. God.
Transfers the ejaculate back into the man's mouth.
You gotta be.
With a kiss.
That is so unnecessary and disgusting.
This mixture is a source of the word rainbow. I said it should also be noted just in case.
Rainbow, but why rainbow? It's just red and white.
Said it should be noted that this term and snowball, which referred to the same action, are often mistaken.
Mm. Yeah, I was wondering.
So many people have expressed their strong opposition to the trend on social media. One person put it quite frankly, I should have stayed curious.
Yeah.
Another says, I should have minded my own business. Someone else commented saying, who would ever think to do that? Regards. Hearing about that makes me feel quite uncomfortable, says a fourth person.
What I want to know, though, is what's the appeal?
I don't get it. Unless it's just trying something different, trying something taboo.
Just doing it just to say, yeah, we tried it.
I mean, I've heard, what is it called? A man earning his red wings. Have you heard that before?
I know the hockey team, the Red Wings.
So I think that's going down when a woman's on her cycle. Says creator of the Sensible Sexpert and Atlanta-based sex educator, Dr. Wendasha Jenkins Hall, noted that the habit of having sex during menstruation likely influenced the development of the rainbow kiss, which usually begins in 69 positions, commonly known as red light running. Have you heard that before?
No.
I've never heard of that before. Red light running. That's interesting. Okay. He says you can think of the rainbow kiss as a more sophisticated form of this. It goes beyond the simple idea of having oral or penetrative sex with one partner while the other is menstruating. Hall goes on to say that although rainbow kissing is not common sexual activity, it is one of a number of sexual acts that satisfy various fetishes and inclinations related to bodily fluids.
People are messed up, dude. I mean, come on. Look, go into a, what do you call those again? The place where everybody goes and watches the clubs. What are they called?
Oh, lifestyle
clubs. The lifestyle clubs. Going there, that's fine. But when you involve like blood and semen together and you're in your, come on. Like, is that a real fetish?
Apparently so. Oh. Another creator of
Tickle, there's more.
TickleKitty.com.
Okay. Are we going to hashtag TickleKitty.com?
TickleKitty.com.
I'm not going there. You can go there.
So Sadie Allison explains that some people may be able to embrace period sex, which is an act that is gradually losing stigma.
I was going to say that's different. That's not that big of a deal, especially if you really like each other.
Well. And basically this rainbow kiss is basically replacing the menstruation sex.
Oh, it wasn't gross enough to have it on your penis.
You got
to
have it on your mouth.
Right.
Said there was a time when sex during menstruation was considered unclean or unsanitary in response to this perception. But now that menstruation is here, We are starting to realize that sex during the month can have benefits such as reduction of tension, headache, or spasms.
Not worth it to me. You know what? Take some fucking Advil and you'll be fine. You know, I'm not going to, yeah.
So, yeah, I was pretty thrown off.
That's, this is what happens when I don't screen Trey's stories before we go.
I told you I was worried about
that. Yeah, no. I think that people now know what a rainbow kiss is. I think that's what's going to be taken away. I don't think people want to hear about it, and I'm probably going to move on.
Well, this is actually it says the emergence of trends such as the rainbow.
You're saying it's a trend.
Reflects evolving attitudes towards sexuality and exploration of boundaries. It challenges social taboos and encourages discussions about consent, personal boundaries, and sexual health awareness.
All right, I'm not going to lie, and if any of our listeners are grossed out by me saying this, I'm sorry. But, and it depends. It's not on a first date, but
I would hope not.
Being
you got to be safe when being, you're doing stuff like this.
Doing that to a woman during that, especially if it's not like if it's like early on or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Like, especially if it's your wife. Okay, you can deal with that. It may not be the best thing, but it's the transfer of fluids that's, I think, is what gets me, and what probably most people have the reason they've turned this show off.
The reason why they're not listening
at this point, and they're going to miss Trending Topics, which I hate. Wouldn't it be funny if this was on Trending Topics?
Oh, yeah.
We did Trending Topics as like Rainbow Kiss. God.
So
do you have anything to add before we go to Trending Topics?
No.
Thank God.
It's like just wondering how you, again.
I have to drink
the
for this.
Purpose of this to just say you did it. I don't get the how somebody thought of this as this becomes a sexual act.
Were you going to go to like your buddies and be like, hey, bro, check it out.
I just did a rainbow kiss.
I did a rainbow kiss. What's a rainbow kiss? Let me tell you. Like, and you're all eating wings and shit, and all of a sudden it's just like
you're eating the
wing sauce, just, and you're just like. Why did I get the fire sauce? It's red. Anyway.
Well, I guess I don't know which one's worse is if you're going down on why she's bleeding or the fact that she's kissing and bringing
it's the
semen
it's the transfer,
back into
for
your
sure.
mouth.
It's the transfer, for sure. So, you know, no mayo or aloe.
Aloe.
Don't be on the beach when you tell this story. Oh. Aloe vera. Don't have a
extra
sunburn.
Pudding.
Yeah. God. Can we go to Trending Topics?
Sure.
No, actually, as absolutely disgusting as that was, I'm actually kind of fascinated by it. I don't know why. Just because it's one more thing I've learned in the world.
I just can't imagine how, somebody was sitting there with their significant other said, let's try this. And it gained so much popularity that it actually has a name to it now, too. That's just crazy to me.
Yeah, one couple did it, much less now it's trending.
Yeah.
But if anything, Trey, what we do on the show is teach you things you may not want to know, but now you know.
Things you may not know. This is something I didn't want to know.
People, and me neither, but now I do. And guess what? If you ever, ever hear somebody talk about a rainbow kiss, you're going to be like, hey, don't.
You better be careful.
I know what you're talking about. And they're going to be like, oh, shit, how does he know? This is what we do on the show.
You're welcome.
And we're going to go to Trending Topics. Okay. How about that? You ready? God, I'm so ready.
Speaking of, have you pulled up ticklekitty.com yet?
No, you got to do it because I'm not.
Okay. I'll wait till it's
we'll report.
Laptop.
Trending Topics in politics. Pence, I guess. Mike Pence. I don't know why he's in there. Do you remember Mike Pence? Didn't he drop out like 30 minutes?
Wasn't he the vice president?
He was the vice president for Donald, but he was going to run. And then he had one debate and looked like an idiot. And then he's like, okay, I'm out.
I was just playing.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I mean, he looked so stupid. And so trending in politics, Espionage Act. I don't know.
I want to say that's a new movie coming out starring
Seagal?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, no. Tom Cruise.
No, it's not Seagal. It's always Tom Cruise. Well, but I think Brad Pitt is co-starring in that. And it's some kind of weird trilogy to Top Gun in a way. So yeah, that should be fun.
Wow, Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, they Espionage Act got their
yeah
trending queen. I think I know who this is.
This has to be, isn't that a band?
That is a band. They were, I'm thinking that this is a football player.
No, I think it's. I think the Queen is actually going to be singing at Donald Trump's
inauguration.
Yeah,
if he wins.
When he wins, so or if he wins,
yeah. If he so Queen.
Gonna have Queen back.
Queen's
there
agreed.
For him.
They're saying we're in.
We're in.
Queen's going to be like, we in no way have agreed to this. Carlson, which I believe is a Pittsburgh Penguin, because that's the way his name is spelled, and he hasn't been performing the way he's supposed to be performing.
How do you know how somebody's name is spelled is a penguin?
Because it's K-A-R-L-S-S-O-N.
With a K?
Yeah.
So that so means Carlson, he's foreign?
It's foreign, yeah. He's
so
like
two a, S's
he's
and
like
a K.
Swedish. Yeah. So anyway, I bet that's him. And it's in sports. There's nobody else in sports named Carlson.
Hmm.
Ivana. So not Ivanka, but Donald's ex-wife, Ivana. Is trending.
Wait a minute. He has an ex-wife named Ivana yeah. and a current wife named Ivanka.
And I believe that was her mom. So maybe that's what they did is just added a K.
So he went from mom to daughter? I'm so confused right
Wait,
now.
Wait, what? No. Huh? He married a woman named Ivana.
Okay.
They had Ivanka.
Oh, okay. You threw me off there for
no,
a second.
No, he's not dating Ivana. We're giving the lefties too much ammunition.
Holy shit.
People have come out and said, hey, do you see how he looks at his daughter? Which
That's
is one
good.
Of his. But I don't, you know, I don't agree with maybe some of the ways he says it, but he's like, my daughter's hot, so what? Like he, you don't have to say it that way. You could say, my daughter's beautiful and I'm proud of her. Like
attractive woman.
But to say hot, it does feel a little yeah, strange, Donald.
Little
I'm going to tell you that. Swalwell, who is an asshole.
Swalwell.
We'll move on.
Okay.
No, okay. Swalwell's some politic lefty that I just think is kind of extreme. But do you think it's not a politician? Do you think? Have you heard of Swalwell?
Well, I think you threw me off right now.
Okay. Politics. Bedminster.
Bedminster. I think that's the city where they found Biden last week, just kind of rambling around, lost.
In Bedminster?
He was supposed to be doing a speech at some senior facility.
But he was in Bedminster?
He got away. So, yeah, that's where they found him.
Biden was in... I wonder what he thought it was. Westminster? Like Westminster? Like
maybe. I didn't think about that.
He was going to visit Westminster Abbey.
Trying to give him... Yeah.
See, but
still in America.
The sign, like, Bedminster. He's like, oh, cool.
The queen is here.
The queen.
That must be why the queen is trending, too.
Trending. Russian collusion.
Russian collusion.
Here we go again.
Yeah. I think they're trying to buy the NFL in some way, shape, or form. And they're trying to change it up a little bit and to where they actually get rid of the pads. And
Can you imagine if you get rid of the pads? That's rugby. Can you imagine if Putin, like, Russia actually, like... So, like they
owned
sold and they sold the NFL and all of a sudden Putin just owns it. Like he like
that would be scary.
Or he's
like
the commissioner.
Hunger Games shit right there.
Putin's the commissioner.
A team loses, he shoots them. That would be fucked up.
Trending Haitian. So Haiti.
Haitian.
Haiti. People in Haiti.
I think there might be a rap group that just came out.
Oh, yeah, called Haitian.
Yeah.
The Haitians. Wasn't there a gang like the Haitian gang? The Haitians?
I don't know.
No. Okay. Trending in sports, Levi Wallace.
Levi Wallace.
I think I know that guy. He was... he sounds so familiar.
He was a professional curler.
That
went to the Olympics.
That's where I know him.
Yeah, in the 80s. And so...
In the 80s before curling was an Olympic. Yeah. Yeah, he was. He knew it was going to become an event, so he was training.
Practicing early.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
He's
yeah,
trending.
Yeah,
in sports, music trending. Neil Young.
Neil Young.
Yeah,
I don't know much about him.
I know that he said some stuff and pissed some people off.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Speaking of, did you hear about Madonna?
No. Yes, I heard something. What is it? Remind me.
So Madonna started yelling at a fan, asking the fan why she wasn't standing up during her concert.
Oh. Oh no! Is the fan like?
The fan was handicapped sitting in a wheelchair.
Suck it, Madonna.
And she was like, "Oops, I'm sorry."
I love it because Madonna's so she's so lefty and woke and just like,
oh shit,
it couldn't happen to a better person. I feel for the handicapped person, but. Yes, that's awkward.
That is awkward. Hey, but the handicapped person was front row, so I mean, they can't feel too sorry for him.
It's true.
Front row for Madonna.
Everyone's
concert.
Like, who cares? Shut up. You're front row. Just dumbass.
Just sit there and
shut up. Sit there, yeah. Sit there and be quiet. Trending in politics. Top secret.
Top secret. That's a good one.
What could be top secret in politics right now?
In politics, I wonder if it's about Trump coming out with that secret barbecue sauce for his wings. Some kind
is he going to do a Trump wing sauce?
I think he was going to do like a barbecue contest, and he doesn't want anybody to know about it.
That's his next venture.
His rub that he uses for the wings and for Ivana.
Ivana's long gone. It's Melania.
Melania. Where's Ivana at?
She's just hanging around with all that money.
Must suck.
So I'm more curious about the fact that wing sauce is his next venture. He's tried a lot of things. Yeah. Like he's tried
the Trump sauce.
He tried a university. He tried.
You think he would look as orange as he does?
I see.
Let me ask you this: do you think Ivana is happy that she doesn't have to deal with like first lady duties?
I don't know Ivana well enough to know the answer to that.
Is she attractive?
I mean, remember, they're older. When they were younger, she was. She's not Melania.
How old is Melania?
Probably 50.
That's not bad.
Or something like that, 53.
So Ivana is, what, probably 60s?
Probably 60s. And she looks good for that, but I don't know. I mean, that's why I divorced her.
Would you jump on a...
Oh, here we go.
Naked cruise with Ivana.
Oh, with Ivana. I don't know. I really don't.
You remember what she looks like enough?
Yeah, I'm going to have to look this up after the show.
Okay. What about Dolly Parton? Would you jump on a naked cruise with Dolly?
Yeah, just because your whole life you're curious about those things.
So Dolly and Reba.
Okay. Well, Dolly. I mean, Dolly's got...
She still got the big jugs?
But that's... Those are like trademark. I mean, that's like
trademark
Dolly.
Jugs.
When you think of Dolly, you think of those breasts.
Those islands in the stream.
Yeah, Reba, you think of the red hair, and anybody can be naked with red hair. Oh, you want to find out. Okay, I see what you're
saying. She's a natural redhead.
God. Right. So the top secret you believe is Donald's new wing sauce.
Yeah, okay. His new rub.
Lastly, trending in Texas is Bun B. So B-U-N, like bun, like a sticky bun.
Bun B.
The letter B. Bun B.
I want to say that's the new linebacker that is supposedly really good at Texas and...
At the University of Texas?
University of Texas.
At that place?
I think they're trying to do an NIL deal with donuts, actually, just because of that crazy name. But...
That would make sense.
Yeah, he's the first South African... Texas football player to ever be on the team.
Well, in staying in the same realm here, Arch Madness.
Like with your feet?
No, Arch. Like I imagine it's probably the quarterback on your stupid college team that you like.
The backup quarterback?
Yeah, I don't know if there's... who knows?
You know what? Speaking of quarterbacks... College football quarterbacks, which is a sport in America for all the... Anyway, they were talking about that Caleb Williams made...
Oh, that's... Yeah, that's a whole other topic. Which $10
million dollars last year in NIL deals? Are you fucking serious?
The biggest thing about Caleb Williams, and if anybody, again, doesn't know, he was a quarterback for the USC Trojans, Southern California.
Right.
He was at Oklahoma, and he transferred when his coach left, blah, blah, blah. And now he's coming out saying that he wants partial ownership of whatever team drafts him.
Oh, shit. I didn't hear about that.
What an asshole. I wouldn't
draft. Who's going to give him that?
Yeah. I mean, and he's not that good. The Trojans weren't that good. I think they lost like four games. Like, it's not like they won the national championship and he literally dominated. I mean, he had good offensive numbers, but you know why? Because the defense was so bad, he was throwing the whole game. I'm just again. So here we're talking. We're not supposed to talk sports, but
when they draft him and they don't give that to him, is he not going to play?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's another Eli Manning thing where he's like, I refuse to go there, and then they have to figure something out. Or, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
That is, I hadn't heard about.
Yeah,
that.
He's an asshole. By the way, Caleb Williams, you're an asshole. the last ones that popped up here are Kawhi. So I don't know what Kawhi Leonard's doing.
How do you know it's Kawhi Leonard? Could be Kawhi Jones.
It could be Kawhi Jones. There are a lot of Kawhi Jones.
Have you heard about Shirley Kawhi?
No. What's up with Shirley Kawhi?
I don't know either. I don't know her very well. I'm just asking if you knew.
No, I haven't. Hillary Clinton. We know about Hillary Clinton.
Is she back into politics?
But why is she trending?
I don't know.
She just go away.
Maybe she was on that nude cruise.
Yeah. Oh. With Bill's like, here we go.
I did not have sex with that one.
Yeah, here we go. Bill, that was it. Bill, I'm over here. Oh man, he'd be first in line for that shit.
I remember there was like a meme or something where he was sitting next to his daughter. It looked like it was in a courthouse, and it said on there, it's like, I don't think I had sex with her. And he's like, that's mom.
Oh, good. Oh, good. All right. Good for you, Bill. Shit. That's pretty funny. Other than that, I'm just trying to look just to see if any are rolling in here. FBI Most Wanted.
I gotta go.
Us. Talking about fucking rainbow kisses and shit. And then lastly, Aaron Rodgers. Again, trending with Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura,
yeah,
the body?
Are they...
Jesse the Body Ventura?
Take it easy over there.
Take it easy.
Is he really nicknamed the Body?
Yeah, Jesse the Body Ventura.
Okay, I thought he talked all gruff.
Yeah, well, he may talk gruff, but he's got
a body. You got a body, huh? You like that.
What was back in the day?
I'm sure he still looks pretty good. Maybe. Why would he be turning... Do you think it's positive, or are they like...
Who is it again, Jesse and who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay, I think they're actually just got signed to the WWE, some kind of weird tag team.
Aaron Rodgers, he's gonna wrestle. Do.
Yeah, him and Jesse the Body are gonna come in there and wrestle. Like
Aaron Rodgers wrestling, he's got gray in his beard.
You got. They're gonna wrestle Putin and Trump at WrestleMania. It should be fun.
That's the one thing that would be fun, not for the election, but just in general, is like the two most asshole dictators. Which I guess at this point you'd say Putin and Kim Jong Un against, like, you can't say Trump and Biden because they're America. You'd say, like,
well, plus you won't.
You would say the prime minister of England or Trudeau for Canada or one of those, and whoever is the president. I think that's why I want Trump in there, because I think Trump can wrestle.
At least we'll give it a shot.
Biden can't wrestle.
Poor Biden.
You imagine Biden tagged in what? Where? What am I, under the rope? Okay.
One of those singlets on.
You get the boots and shit.
Roll his ass underneath the...
He's got a snake. He's like Jake the Snake.
Holy shit.
He's like, wait, I'm supposed to go under this rope here? What's
somebody
going to
get me down? Holy shit.
But see, Donald's the opposite. He'd go in there thinking he's going to kick ass and just one just lay down. Anyway.
Sorry.
On that note. That was Trending Topics, and that was the show. I hope everybody enjoyed. I know that our shows are kind of have been lagging a little bit. There's a reason for that, I promise, but they will not be lagging much longer. We will catch up. Keep subscribing.
Liking.
Keep doing all that, and just pass it on. I mean, I told my Uber driver today, I was like, dude, you know, you're driving around a lot. You're an Uber driver.
He goes,
man, I would love to listen. And it was after we had talked sports for about 30 minutes. And then he goes, is it sports? I go, no.
No.
He goes, okay, that would be dumb. All right. Yeah. You just showed me that you know a lot about sports and you don't talk about it. So now we talk about stupid shit.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I like stupid shit too. So I'll check it out. So spread around and,
not the rainbow kiss.
Not the rainbow kiss. Never the rainbow kiss. And on that note, I'm going to try and get Trey out of here so we can go home and go to sleep because he looks like he's about to pass out.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll see you next time. Love you guys.
Later. Sitting here thinking, the way Taylor's holding that microphone, do you think she's done a rainbow kiss with Kelsey yet?
God. That was a good one.
So was that a yes or no?
I have no response. I think after much thought, I think Travis wants to, but she won't. That's my answer.
Or vice versa. I can see it the other way.
You think?
Travis is like, no, I'm not doing that.
No, I think Travis.
I think he's the freak.
I think he's the freak. I think she's got a limit. I think she's a freak, but like legit.
We'll do missionary with the lights on.
There you go.
All right.
See you guys.